This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Playana to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody, to Rutherford Issues for the first day of 2013. January 1st, 2013, it is New Year's, and a happy New Year to everyone listening out there today. Not only is it New Year's, but we're celebrating something else here at the station. It is the anniversary, the birthday, if you will, the 66th birthday of our first day on the air. That's right. As of the new year of 1947, Rutherford County had a new radio station, WGNS. Word is that on the night of December 31st, 1946, throughout the county, people were tuning in their radio dials, and at 10 o'clock that night, the static suddenly vanished, and a strong new signal appeared. That would be us. We were actually the county's first radio station. At that time, approximately 8,000 people populated the entire county, much less than nowadays. And it's been our pleasure to serve you as the Good Neighbor Station for the past 66 years. We look forward to 66 more and many beyond that. If you want to learn more about the beginning of the radio station, us getting on the air, and all of our history from the very beginning in 1947 up until right now, you can learn more on our website, which is WGNSradio.com. All you have to do is go there, scroll over WGNS, and click on the Memories tab, where we share some pictures and some of our fondest memories from the last 66 years of broadcast here in Rutherford County. Well, like we said, we're very glad you decided to join us today on New Year's. Hope you're having fun with your family and staying safe. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll be right back with a look at Good Neighbor events, what's going on this New Year's, and for the rest of the week. Keep it tuned right here to Rutherford Issues.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Get great deals on DeWalt brand products like a worksite radio and charger for only $79.99, an 18-volt compact drill and impact driver kit only $149.99, along with bits and saw blades only $9.99.
Here's Jenny Williams.
For these great specials and more, stop in to see us at Gill's Ace Hardware, Rutherford County's exclusive Ace store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci surgical robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. back into Rutherford issues, and I want to take just a quick minute to let you know about our friends over at Mikey's Motors, located at 2118 North Thompson Lane. You know, they carry all makes and models of used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and now that it's the first of the new year, we got those new model cars out. You might be looking at wanting a new automobile. Check out Mikey's Motors. The dealership also specializes in used golf carts. They stock standardized golf carts and customized golf carts. They even offer golf cart customization and accessories. It's one of the top car dealers in Rutherford County. They're proud to be able to offer the best customer service available in Middle Tennessee. You'll find affordably priced imports and domestic automobiles, as well as pre-owned luxury vehicles. And whether you're searching for used 4x4s, classic cars, whatever else you need, Mikey's Motors can help you out, and they also offer the most competitive automobile bank financing available. You can check out their website, mikeysmotors.com. You can find out how to apply for a loan through them, check out store hours, browse cars, and they even have a section just for cars under $10,000 for if you're on a budget like a lot of us are nowadays. That's Mikey's Motors, 2118 North Thompson Lane, or give them a call at 962-9265. It's time to take a look at those good neighbor events for this week, New Year's week. The commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Stones River continues now through tomorrow. The actual battle occurred December 31st, 1862 through January 2nd of 1863. One of the major battles of the Civil War, Stones River had the highest percentage of casualties on both sides. There will be reenactments, ranger talks, and walks, and special presentations in the Visitor Center, and best of all, it's all free. So step back 150 years in local history and learn about this very significant Civil War battle. Again, that's now and tomorrow. Coming up on Thursday, the Red Cross will be sponsoring a blood drive at the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the Red Cross, located at 501 Memorial Boulevard. This blood drive runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you're at least 17 years of age, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, and in good health, you're encouraged to give the gift of life. For more information, you can call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. That's 1-800-448-3543. Or just stop by. That's 501 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. Finally, Thursday night at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, the Mid-State Singles Square Dance Club invites you to join them for fun at 325 St. Clair Street. For more information, give the Senior Center a call at 848-2550. That completes our look at Good Neighbor events right now. Coming up on the other side of this break, I'm going to talk to Mark Cox. He's the director of the Bridgestone Winter Driving School. He's going to share with us some tips. Now that the temperatures are dropping for real and looking like they're going to stay there, he's going to share with us some safety tips, what we can do to stay safe on those potentially icy and slick roads. That's coming up right on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Rutherford Issues will be back in a moment.
Small business owners like me can be seen online.
Now I know what it takes to turn my business around.
It was definitely worth taking time out of my busy day.
Are you ready to make your local business succeed? Attend a free online marketing seminar with Yellowbook 360. Go to ybseminars.com.
You get the do's and don'ts of pay-per-click advertising.
Now it's time to sit back and let the leads roll in.
Register today at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
Close out the year and support your Blue Raider basketball teams as they hit the court for big Sun Belt matchups in Murphy Center. The women take on North Texas on Thursday, December 27th at 7 o'clock, while the men battle FIU on Saturday the 29th at 5 o'clock. Then they take on North Texas on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Tickets are just $10.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Lee Rennick volunteers in many ways to improve our community. She is on the board of the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring. In addition, her volunteer work covers many projects that deal with both the visual and performing arts. She's also active with the Murfreesboro Rotary Club. Another way that Lee Rennick volunteers is by being active with the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Lee Rennick, the Toots Outstanding Volunteer.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
Welcome back into Rutherford Issues. We're joined now by Mark Cox. He's the director of the Bridgestone Winter Driving School. And you know, Mark, here in Tennessee, we get spurts of cold weather where we'll get maybe ice and snow, then it'll melt a little and freeze a little bit more on top of it. Not a whole lot, but enough to make things slick. What should we look out for on days when the roads slick up like that?
You know, the most basic thing that you can do is just realize that you have a limited amount of grip or traction, obviously. So you want to be 100% effective with each thing that you do with that limited amount of grip. And you only have three controls of the car: steering wheel, gas pedal, and the brake. So you only want to use one of those at a time. For example, if you're driving down the road, you see a corner coming up, slow down in a straight line, just braking. Only when you've taken your foot off the brake would you turn the steering wheel and coast to the turn there using all of the grip available just to steer. When you're on the straight after the turn, would you begin to accelerate? It's really simple, but it's hard for a lot of people to put into practice.
And that's something that wouldn't hurt to even start practicing now.
Yeah, it's something you can practice year-round. It doesn't matter whether it's wet pavement, dirt, gravel. I mean, good driving technique benefits you year-round.
Does it make any difference if you have front-wheel or rear-wheel drive?
The reality is, if you're using good driving technique, it doesn't matter which wheels propel the car. If you're using bad driving technique, the different drive configurations behave very differently.
And what about tires? Do you need specialized snow tires or certain winter tires?
You know, if you live in the snow belt and you're driving in snow all the time, there's no question. Where you guys live, you know, you can kind of go either way. Is it the best performance and safety? Absolutely. Can you get by with an all-season tire? Yeah, probably. But you have to realize there's certain times you just shouldn't go out. You shouldn't be on the road. And having said that, especially when it comes to deep snow, you have to remember that a half-worn snow tire in deep snow gives you the performance of an all-season tire, and a half-worn all-season tire gives you the performance of a summer tire. A summer tire really has no place in ice and snow.
If I decided to get a snow tire or a winter tire, and we only get ice and snow, you know, once in a month, is that bad for the tire to leave it on for the rest of the time? Will it make the ride rougher or lower the gas mileage?
No, it actually makes your ride a little bit smoother, because a snow tire is designed to be a little more compliant and a little more flexible. So it's a more flexible, softer tire. And the main thing there is to realize that if you're driving with a softer tire, a snow tire, in the winter, when temperatures are low, it's really no big deal. That's what they're designed to do. But you wouldn't want to use that in the summer when it's, you know, 80 or 90 degrees, because that softer rubber would wear a little more prematurely. But you also have to keep in mind that if you have a winter tire and a summer tire, that ultimately, between those two, you're going to double the life of both of those sets of tires because you're switching back and forth.
Are there certain temperatures that they work best in?
Basically, when you start getting into the higher temperatures, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, so that's when it makes a difference. Okay. In general, winter tires are designed to be driven, you know, from 50 or 60 degrees on down. You know, the difference between the best all-season tires and a true winter performance tire these days is between a quarter and a third more traction. So, I mean, that's pretty dramatic when you figure a foot can make the difference between an accident or not.
And what should we expect to pay for that?
You know, they're roughly the same price as an equivalent quality all-season tire.
What about just driving on wet roads, not even necessarily frozen over?
You know, the main thing to remember is that wet roads can be, in some ways, even more dangerous than icy roads, because many times on a wet road, people are driving closer to the grip limit and don't even realize it. At least when the road is icy or snowy, you recognize that there's a loss of grip. A lot of times on a wet road, you're driving much closer to the grip limit and don't even recognize it, and you can cross over that limit pretty quickly.
And what is the grip limit exactly?
That's the point where the tire loses grip with the road, and that's the amount of traction or grip that you have to work with as a driver.
So that's where you hydroplane?
Mainly when you hydroplane, there's just a film of water that lifts your tire off of the surface. The most important thing in that situation is don't panic. Don't yank the wheel. Don't jam on the brake. Hold the wheel firmly and ease off of the accelerator. You don't want to do anything suddenly. Be as smooth as you can in slowing down the car. You can usually feel when you start to hydroplane, because you'll go from hearing the tire rolling on the road to suddenly it gets very quiet. And that's generally when you start to hydroplane, is when things get quiet. That's also true on ice and snow.
Okay, so you hear that you're hydroplaning. As an expert, what should you do?
First of all, don't panic. Don't make it worse. Jamming on the brake or yanking the steering wheel both make the situation worse. Just because a car is sliding doesn't mean that all is lost. It just means that you as a driver need to make the proper correction to regain control, or to make the car do what you want it to do, not just kind of slide wildly out of control. And you can always reverse that if you understand the physics of what has happened. There are two different kinds of skids. There's a front wheel skid and a rear wheel skid. For example, if you go into a corner a little bit fast and you turn the steering wheel and the car just goes straight, obviously you have a front wheel skid. The first thing there is take your foot off of the gas. Remember that you should be doing one thing at a time, either steering, braking, or accelerating. In this case, you just want to be steering. And at the same time, you can turn the steering wheel a little bit back towards straight, allowing the wheels to roll more freely and regain the grip, at which point you can steer back through the corner. That one's a little counterintuitive, but it works. If you don't have enough traction or grip to turn at a 45-degree angle, you certainly don't have enough to turn at a 50-degree angle. So more is not better in this case.
Okay, because I've always heard, you know, turn in the direction of the skid, so forth.
Well, that's a different situation. If, for example, you decide a little bit late to take an exit ramp off of the highway, and you lift off of the gas, which creates a weight transfer to the front wheels, and unloads the rear wheels, you have great steering effectiveness. So when you're going around that off-ramp, you know, the car just turns all you want it to, so it tends to swing to the outside. That's a rear-wheel skid. That is when you steer into the skid, or it's a little more descriptive for most people to hear, look where you'd rather have the car be going and point the front wheels there. And at the same time, you can actually add a little bit of acceleration, not to add speed to a bad situation, just to create a weight transfer back to those rear wheels and reverse the situation that caused the skid. Remember that you want to look down the road where you want to be going and point the front wheels there. Point the front wheels right down the road where you want to be going, and you can add a little acceleration.
Any other really important points that we want to leave the listener with?
The most important thing when you're dealing with ice and snow is to realize that it takes from 4 to 10 times longer to stop than on dry pavement. So as a driver, you have to be looking 4 to 10 times farther out to identify problems before you become involved, so that you still have time to respond, not react, before you get to that problem.
Okay, Mark Cox, director of the Bridgestone Winter Driving School, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it.
All right, thank you. Now we want to share a few more tips about batteries, about your car battery here in the winter. You know, car batteries are very susceptible, more susceptible than you might think, to really cold weathers. And now that it's getting particularly frigid outside, now that those warm spells have kind of gone away and the real cold weather has set in, we need to know how to properly care for our batteries. And that's where we're going to get a few tips from Gail Kimbrough. Gail Kimbrough is the Interstate Batteries Technical Service Manager. He's here with a couple tips about how you can get the most out of your car battery in the winter.
A battery's susceptibility to cold weather is the electrolyte solution, which is sulfuric acid and water, 25% sulfuric acid, 75% water. So obviously the water is susceptible to freezing at 32 degrees. Protect your battery during cold weather by either having an electric blanket or battery blanket around the battery that you can plug in, and or having it stored in a place that's not susceptible to freezing. There are several preventative measures that you need to take prior to the extreme cold weather. Some of those include making sure that your battery's tight, that your battery's secure, making sure that the connections are good and tight. It is always important for a specific battery to make sure you get the correct size, the length, width, or the type of battery that came in that vehicle original equipment, and proper code cranking amps, or CCA, to meet the vehicle specifications. Getting that right is essential to making sure you have good starting all the way through the winter season.
That's Gail Kimbrough, Interstate Batteries Technical Service Manager. Thank you very much for those tips. And Rutherford Issues will continue in just a moment. Stay tuned.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
Here's Frank LaPetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LaPetri, and may the Lord bless you.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor.
I love the people that works here and the people that lives here and all of the convenience that we have.
Stones River Manor, behind Rite Aid, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial.
I have lived here to be 5 years, and I've loved every minute of it.
Stones River Manor, it's home.
It's now time for the Educator of the Month to be announced. Our newest Educator of the Month is Lamar Davis, an Algebra 2 and Geometry teacher at Riverdale. What made you decide to become an educator?
I was going to be a computer programmer, imagine that. But I wanted to coach sports and I wanted to teach math, and so that's how I ended up being a math teacher.
What do you enjoy most about working with students?
Trying to make a difference in young people's lives. Seeing a child, especially one that has not done well, reach higher goals that they've never reached before.
What achievements are you most proud of?
My 3 children.
What do you hope to accomplish before you retire?
I don't know, just continue to try to make a difference in every person that comes in my classroom's life and try to make them understand that it's not all about making grades, it's about learning and trying to grow and become a better person.
The Educator of the Month is brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and City Tile and Floor Covering. Again, our Educator of the Month is Lamar Davis at Riverdale. Welcome back into Rutherford Issues, and you know, as the temperature goes down now, we're expecting over the next few days lows somewhere in the 20s. That's pretty cold, especially for the senior members of our community. So we want you to know that there is a program offering senior citizens safe, portable heaters to help them survive the cold weather months. This is an extension of the Cool Aid program in the summer, and for help, you'll want to contact Reverend Dwight Ogleton. His phone number is 615-818-2459. If you'd like to make a donation of a new electric heater, call him at 818-2459. Perhaps you'd prefer to financially support the program Warm Mornings for the Elderly. You can make a check out to the Kool Aid Warm Mornings program. Take it by First Bank at 615 Memorial Boulevard. Or give Dwight Ogleton a call, 615-818-2459. Now, while you're thinking about those heaters, we want you to consider this as well. State officials are reminding Tennessee residents to be careful when using alternate heat sources as colder weather becomes more common across the state. Fire Marshal Julie Mix McPeak says that the changing weather means more people will start heating their homes with fireplaces, wood stoves, and space heaters, which typically means a higher number of accidental fire injuries and deaths. For instance, in the case of space heaters, McPeak says they should never be placed within 3 feet of anything combustible. That includes furniture, bedding, aerosol cans, anything. She says that homeowners should also check their smoke alarms at least once monthly. So now would be a good time to go ahead and check yours. It's almost the bottom of the hour, so let's take a quick break for the news. Brian Barrett's going to give us some facts about the New Year's holiday that you might not have known. We'll hear from Brian in just a moment right after these quick words.
This is Rich Schmidt with more winter savings at Haynes True Value Hardware. Now that the temperature has dropped, it's more important than ever to keep your bird feeders full. Right now, Haynes True Value Hardware has big value-packed bags of bird food for only $5.99 while supplies last. Pick up a 10-pound bag of nutritious black oil sunflower bird seed or choose a 20-pound bag of True Value Wild bird food, chock full of vitamins and minerals. Take advantage of these great bargains of the month today at Haynes True Value Hardware. Start right, start here. Haynes True Value Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves Sane Drugstore.
At Holden Hardware, we carry a wide variety of sleds, from the round disc to the 48 and 66 inch plastic sleds to a few in between, we have sleds. We also carry the old fashioned wood and metal sleds. This is Raleigh Holden Jr. For many years, Holden Hardware has been known as the place to buy a sled in Rutherford County. People come from other counties to buy sleds at Holden Hardware. Be ready for the snow. Come downtown to Holden Hardware and get your sled.
Well, it's here, 2013. Here's some fun facts about New Year. According to some statistics from the National Insurance Crime Bureau, did you know that New Year's Day, there are more vehicles stolen than any other day? That's right, more vehicles stolen today than any other day. Well, why should you ring in the New Year with family and friends? It's thought that the first visitors that you see after ringing in the New Year would bring you good or bad luck, depending on who you're friends with. Did you know that on New Year's Eve in 1942 and 43, there were wartime restrictions, and the New Year's Eve bash in Times Square with the ball dropping? Well, it couldn't happen in 1942 and 43. The first ball dropped in 1907. Illuminated by 700-pound iron and a wooden ball adorned with about 125-watt bulbs. Today, it's a Waterford crystal, about 11,875 pounds, and it's bedazzled with Waterford crystals. So, my, how things have changed. The top three destinations in the U.S. to ring in the new year: Los Angeles, Disney World, and, of course, New York City. Food plays a big role in New Year's traditions. Eating black-eyed peas, thought to bring you prosperity. However, stay away from bad luck foods like lobster, because they move backwards, and chicken, because they scratch in reverse. I'd never heard those before. Also heard about eating your greens and maybe cooking those greens with, pennies or something like that, with money. And according to a survey, 40 to 45% of American adults make one or more resolutions each year. The top resolution: lose weight, followed by exercise, quitting smoking, and managing money better.
This is Dr. Mark Kessner. If you have been considering trying acupuncture for joint pain, headaches, back pain, or other health issues, come visit with us to learn more about how acupuncture can be helpful for you. Acupuncture has been shown to be helpful for literally millions of people worldwide. Patients are often amazed at how comfortable and relaxing the treatment is.
Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Call 895-1253 to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Mark Kester.
The only thing you have to lose is your pain.
That's it for our News Watch for now. More news coming up in just a few. I'm Brian Barrett.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. When they get under the weather, everybody likes to take that soup. We actually sell enough soup over the year that can fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool. You can get it by cup, bowl, gallon, whatever size you want to get it in, and it's also one of those things you can freeze and ship. The chicken soup is wonderful if you have a cold. If I'm feeling sick, I just put it in a little coffee cup, and I sip it while I'm doing my work. Come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Please come by and see us at 2230 Mercury Boulevard or give us a call at 615-494-4200. We'd love to have you in our bank. We'd love an opportunity to work with you one-on-one and give you the customized banking services that you deserve. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back into Rutherford Issues. Now, it is after Christmas, and there's no doubt that you probably got some presents that, while you're very appreciative for them, you might want to take back. Well, nowadays, now more than ever, a lot of stores have some restrictions on that. We know a person who knows a thing or two about those restrictions. That's Terry Page. She's from the Better Business Bureau. She sat down recently to have a little talk with Brian Barrett about after-holiday exchanges, and also what sort of scams to look out for around this time of the year to make sure that your ID's not stolen or you're not taken advantage of here around the holiday season. Take it away, Brian.
You know, I read somewhere that if you cook a meal, that you consume almost 800 calories just by tasting and snacking and picking up. Isn't that amazing?
I have heard that. As a matter of fact, I brought that up at my house on Thanksgiving morning when I was cooking. I said, there's no need to eat because I've tasted enough. It's a whole meal in itself.
Just to keep everybody out?
That's right.
It doesn't work at my house. Everyone's in the kitchen. But Christmas time, of course.
That's exactly right. And October, November, and December are our peak scam months.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's the time of the... I guess it's because it's the time of the year when people are looking to give to charitable organizations. Is that one of the reasons why?
That's one of them. Actually, the fraud stats for Tennessee, and this is from January last year to December 2011, there were 26,000 reports of consumer fraud. And Tennessee does rank 17th in the nation for consumer fraud. Fraud losses totaled over $24 million, and 70% of consumers that did file a report lost an average of $2,051.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
If you take that average versus, you know, the number of consumers, 26,000 over 26,000. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
So when you talk about fraud, what are we looking at here? What are some of the I guess categories, if you will?
Some of it's fraudulent debt collectors. We talk about them, and they just hound people into the ground, and people sometimes pay them when they don't even owe the debt, mm-hmm. just to stop them from harassing them at work, at home. And there are laws for that they are not allowed to do that, but some are unscrupulous and don't follow the rules.
Don't care.
Prizes, sweepstakes, you've won telemarket, email notices, so we've got those. Always, you know, people call me all the time. I've got lottery letters, and they're going to bring me a Mercedes, and all I have to pay is $3,000. If you don't play a lottery such as one in Spain, you're not going to win it. It's illegal to be an American citizen and play a lottery in a foreign country, and you don't pay for delivery of prize money or prizes that you've won. Imposter scams. This is the grandparent scam. I was talking to you earlier. I got a call from a lady that's local. She's in her 80s, and she was woke yesterday with a phone call, and it said, "Grandmother, I am in so much trouble. Please don't call Dad. He will never understand. I've been up this morning, went fishing with three other guys, and we got pulled over by the police. They searched the car. One of the guys had pot on them, mm-hmm. and they arrested all of us. I need $1,900 wire transferred to me through Western Union so I can make bond." Well, this little lady said, you know, it sounded exactly like my grandson.
Oh, wow.
So she was on the verge. Her husband was in the shower. She said, let me talk with your grandfather. So thank goodness she didn't rush right out. She probably would have if she could drive. But she did call her son to double check. But the call originated from Manila. So it's out there. It happens. Just be careful.
And what's so sick about that type of scam is they're taking advantage of our most vulnerable citizens.
Exactly. Our senior citizens, and they catch them, you know. Most of them, you know, take medication at night or some type. They could be a little groggy in the morning with an early morning phone. I would be, you know, so you have to think quick. Just don't give up any information. Don't agree to it. And I told her more than likely she'll be getting phone calls today, too.
Yeah.
They don't stop with just one.
What amazes me about that is that they, you know, maybe they get a hit one out of every 500. You know, the chances are if they called my house, you know, saying grandfather or whatever, you
right.
know, I'm not a grandfather, but
right.
I guess the volume is what gets that hit. And then when they find something that shows promise, they probably continue to call that number.
They probably continue to call it and pass it around to other people that do the same unscrupulous things, you know. But you're right. I mean, it's the law of averages. You're going to hit somebody if you make enough calls.
Yeah.
So, but do be careful with that. Another fraud category, business opportunities. So if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yep.
Advance fee loans with no credit check websites. Don't want to do that either.
And how they get you is that exorbitant interest rate, I guess.
Exactly. Just like that sky-high loan we were talking about. You borrow $5,000 and over a period of 72 months, you pay back $41,000.
Yeah, really.
That's huge. 116% interest. And the last one is credit repair. So, you know, you can pretty much repair your own credit. You can make payment arrangements. Just make sure that you speak with someone at the company. You get everything in writing and stand up to your end of the bargain. You can do just about the same thing that credit repair agencies can.
Well, since this is a big time for scams and consumers have, it seems to me to be on the rise despite all efforts to stop it or to try to at least slow it up a little bit. The BBB has something brand new out that I think is pretty cool.
We do. It is pretty cool. We have a website. It's www.bbb.org//scamstopper. And you can find tips about the most common scams there, information on how scammers use psychological tactics to prey on us, and what to do if you think you're being scammed or have been the victim of a scam. And you can also sign up for a scam alert that will keep you informed on scams that are going around Middle Tennessee. It's all local, and it is a great service.
That is great. So that's bbb.org/scamstopper. I'm sure it's on bbb.org somewhere now.
It is.
You can find it from there.
It absolutely is.
With it being the time of the year when people are out doing a lot of returns, one thing that you have to be really cautious of, I would assume, is reading that fine print.
All the details are always in that fine print. As you and I both know.
That mice type, huh?
Exactly. That I can barely see without glasses. But do read what you're getting into. I get lots and lots of calls at the office about returns. And everyone's under the impression that stores must give you your money back and take a return back.
That's
simply not true. No, it depends on the store. So know their return policy and their refund policy. It should be in the store, visible. Mm-hmm. It should be somewhere posted, and it should be visible. Know that, because I get calls always at this time of year, and people want help with returned product, but that isn't up to me. That's up to the store.
Well, I can give you a couple of examples. Something that was purchased at a store that people can go to right here in Murfreesboro in Rutherford County, took something back. However, the receipt had been lost, and there was going to be, it did not ring up at the price that was paid. I'm not sure if it was discounted or what it was, and they could not refund the full amount. And you could exchange, but you couldn't refund a full amount, even on a gift card. And another was you sometimes run, especially with electronics, you may run into a restocking fee.
Exactly. That's so very true. Restocking fees are there, and you just need to ask that. You need to know, if you buy electronics, what if I need to return this? You know, what's going to cost you? If they will take it back, some electronics you can't return.
Once you open, games for gaming consoles and,
exactly.
and CDs and things of that nature.
You're exactly right. They won't take those back. So, you know, just take that extra time when you're out. And I know it's busy and it's going to get more and more busy and there's going to be more hustle and bustle. But take your time, you know. And also you can go online to gobbb.org. Check out a business before you do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good thing to do.
Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau is joining us today. And another thing that I hear about during this time of the year, but it goes on year-round now, these gift cards are so very popular. And some have an expiration date, some don't. I mean, there are details. Each card is individual and different.
It absolutely is. And there's a huge scam going around about gift cards. You know, you see them on the racks at the checkout.
They're everywhere.
And most have a scratch-off security or protective packaging to prevent information theft. However, if those aren't protected, someone can go in, scratch it off, write down the numbers while the cards are still on display, hanging there, and then call an 800 number to learn when the cards have been activated. When the cashier swipes them, they're activated.
And so they've got
the number, they know it's activated, and they spend it before you get there.
How about that?
It's pretty crazy. I would never think of that.
So if you bought a card to ABC Discounter, and someone had written that number down, once it's scanned, they have gotten that information from the 800 number. And I guess you would have to do that online. You couldn't
go
in a store without the card, but
right.
you could go to their website.
Order anything you wanted online.
And you could
just key in that number and the card's used, and the unsuspecting person that purchased the card and left with it, they have nothing. It's activated, but it's no good. It's been used.
It tells you the balance.
It does.
Yeah. I remember having to do that with a Visa card or something that I had gotten as
right.
a gift, and you could call to get the amount. So that's, wow. I never would have thought of that either.
I know. It's pretty unbelievable. Also, while we were on that subject, a lot of people get upset that if they return merchandise and they can't get a refund, they sometimes are offered a in-store credit.
Right.
And they don't care for that, but that too should be posted. So just make sure you know all the details of return and refund policies prior to your purchase, especially if it is a smaller store and, mm-hmm. you know, hometown owned, that
sure.
type thing. And just know before you buy.
In-store credit works, I guess, like a gift card.
It does, but you just have to go back to the store. You can't take it anywhere. It's within that store.
Within that one particular
mm-hmm.
store. Oh, okay.
So.
During this time of the year, too, Terry, I've heard some folks talk about delivery, and there are even scams in that realm, I guess.
There are scams in that. Delivery scams. You know, everybody expects deliveries this time of
yeah.
year. You receive a card saying that an unsuccessful attempt was made to deliver a package to your home, and you should call a particular number for details. Well, when you call the number, you get a recorded message or music that keeps you on the line for a while. Unfortunately, you're being connected to an overseas number known as the 809 scam, and you'll be charged high rates on your next phone bill. If the number's not a 1-800 or local call, it could be a scam. Is that amazing? Who would ever think when you're listening to that music for 3 or 4 minutes that you're being connected to an operator overseas?
If they would just go out and get a job.
I know. Think how easy my job would be if that happened.
Well,
it's just not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Not.
Some good tips, and I bet we can find a lot of this online at gobbb.org.
Absolutely, or if you need help, you can just give me a call at the office, 867-0032, or you can come by the office. I do have our new accredited business directories. Great to have if you're not so computer savvy, and some people just like to have them. They're great, and it's got every accredited business in Middle Tennessee.
And it's all in one book, kind of like a telephone book.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of like a telephone book. It's attractive. It's full of information. You've got all the branch offices and contact numbers.
Want to make sure folks also remember that new Scam Stopper website with the BBB, where you can sign up to receive scam alerts that are going on right here in Middle Tennessee. That's bbb.org/scamstopper. And I think that's going to be a great tool.
I think it will be, Brian.
Awesome. Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues from WGNS. We'll be back to wrap it all up in a moment.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
If you have ever had shingles or know someone that has, you know how painful this virus may be. If you are 60 or over, and whether you have had shingles or not, it is recommended that you receive Zostavax. Only one immunization is all you will ever need. It lasts a lifetime. And if you have had shingles, this vaccination will reduce the chance that you will ever have it again. Shingles is not something to gamble with. Visit Reeves St. Drug Store, Monday through Friday, no appointment necessary. Reeves St. Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Arrgh!
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
Call your local natural gas utility or visit pipesafety.org. Brought to you by the Tennessee Gas Association.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Long Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Cup of Joe with Robert here on WGNS. Safety officials in the European Union have declared that soccer balls must come stamped with a warning that they pose a choking hazard. A person would have to have a very big mouth to choke on a soccer ball. Well, anyway, the slightly scaled down balls could pose quite a mouthful for the kids who play with them, seeing as the ball's circumferences are as big around as most people's heads. That being said, according to the UK's Daily Mail, EU officials have declared the balls must bear warnings that read, "Warning, not suitable for children under 3 years. Choking hazard." A Russian journalist made good on a two-year-old promise to eat his words when a long-delayed public works project finally came to pass. Vasilyev Ledovsky, a writer for The Builder, bet his readers that city officials wouldn't start work on a fourth bridge over the Yenisei River before 2015. However, construction just started, and as a matter of principle, Ledovsky set up a webcam, snipped his article into little pieces, added a sour cream, and chowed down and posted his feat to YouTube. "Our country has no future unless we follow our promises," Ledovsky commented. Chinese fishermen recently hooked what in its prime would have made a more than $100,000 haul, a Porsche Cayenne. The commercial fishing vessel's crew was trawling off the coast of Bahai when it netted the SUV, which had been ravaged by apparently 2 years of parking in Davy Jones' driveway. Authorities speculate the vehicle was dumped overboard when a patrol boat was spotted by smugglers who traffic in luxury goods to escape Chinese tariffs. Once worth a small fortune, the vehicle was sold to a scrapyard for $650. Have that with your cup of Joe. I'm Robert Rickman.
Demas Restaurant is proud of our local emergency responders, and that's why they salute a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, or telecommunicator and give them a dinner for two. Trooper Bill Fitzgerald came to the aid of a motorist who was out of gas and stranded in the dark on the interstate. They say that Trooper Fitzgerald was very courteous and helpful. Tennessee Highway Patrol Trooper Bill Fitzgerald receives dinner for two at Demas Restaurant as a way of saying thank you for going the extra mile to help a local motorist in distress. Also, let the folks at Demas Restaurant know that you appreciate their taking time to say thank you to our local emergency responders. And when you see an emergency responder going the extra mile, put it down in writing and get it to us here at WGNS. Again, this week's spotlight is on Tennessee Highway Patrol Trooper Bill Fitzgerald.
This is Clark Howard on WGNS. Parents, if you have kids with you, I want to give you fair warning before I start talking. I'm going to talk about your kids' allowance. There's a new report out from the American Institute of CPAs that says the average child now gets a $15 a week allowance. My kids don't get anywhere near that. But the question posed in a survey that I read about in the Los Angeles Times is, how much do parents talk to their kids about responsible money management? It's way down the list of things that parents talk to their kids about. So it goes to follow. You give kids whatever amount of allowance, whatever it is per week. What do they do with it? They blow through it in a period of hours or just a couple of days. The idea of saving any money, not really part of the equation. Have that conversation with your kids and talk to them about saving, spending, and giving. All three matter.
Hey, it's Neil Bortz for Vision Computers. What do you do when you have computer issues? Do you waste time on hold trying to get answers from an unknown call center? It's not good. When it comes to your computer systems, the lifeline of your business, you deserve a live human voice, and you deserve one quick. And that's what you get with Vision Computers. Their experienced pros offer cloud-based tech support that can remotely maintain and fix your computer, and it's all done right here in America. You'll never wait more than 15 seconds for a live Vision expert to pick up and listen to you. They work for you. They'll automatically scan your email, stop virus-based hacking, keep your information safe and clean, everything up to speed without ever seeing your personal data. And they do it with Windows 7, 8, XP, 2. When the IT staff is gone and the geeks are asleep, Vision Computers is there for you and your business because your needs are their priority. Give them a call. Vision Computers, 877-9-VISION. VisionComputers.com, 877-9-VISION.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
This is John at L&K Trophy House. I'd like you to visit our new location at 1115 Memorial Boulevard next to Jones Car Wash.
For all of your personalized gifts, please visit L&K Trophy House.
Now we can personalize more of your items, including iPhones, MP3 players, tablets, Nooks and personal readers. We can personalize your laptops and just about any personal electronic devices.
And as always, we do plaques, trophies, crystal, and glass etching.
Visit our new location next to Jones Car Wash.
Just about going to do it for today's edition of Rutherford Issues, but before we go, today is of course a big day for college football. Several bowl games taking place today. The TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl, Mississippi State against Northwestern, and the Heart of Dallas Bowl, where Purdue takes on Oklahoma State. Both of those start right at the end of this program at 11 Central Time. The TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl you can watch on ESPN2. The Heart of Dallas Bowl is available on ESPNU. At noon, the Capital One Bowl will be on ABC. That's Georgia versus Nebraska. Starting at the same time on ESPN, the Outback Bowl, where South Carolina takes on Michigan. The Rose Bowl later in the day on ESPN at 4 p.m., Wisconsin versus Stanford. and the Discover Orange Bowl at 7:30 Central Time on ESPN as well, North Illinois versus Florida State. Only one game tomorrow, the All-State Sugar Bowl will be broadcast on ESPN at 7:30 when Louisville takes on Florida. Also tomorrow, our coverage begins at 6:30 as the Lady Raiders travel to Arkansas State. Again, WGNS coverage of that game begins at 6:30. You can listen to that on any of our frequencies, 1450 AM, 100.5 or 101.9 FM, or listen to it streaming live at WGNSradio.com. You can also get that game on any of your mobile devices just by downloading our mobile app or sign up for text alerts. Free text alerts to your cell phone of local sports scores. You can do that as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's edition of Rutherford Issues. The Midday Report with me again is coming up next. More news, more weather, check in with ARN, America's Radio Network, as well as Mike Huckabee and others. So stay tuned for that. And if you are still celebrating, please, we do ask, celebrate responsibly. We want everyone to enjoy the holiday just as much as the next person. So please, stay safe out there. Zach Trautman signing off for Brian Barrett. I'll be right back on the Midday Report.
WGNS Murfreesboro, WTVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, W270 AF Murfreesboro. Local news, fast, first, now.